So yeah, we're recording. We can start whenever, and I can just cut whenever.
So. Okay, so we're recording. All ready to rock.
We're ready to go.
All right. Welcome to the Hardington Jones podcast. This is episode 6. It is August 14th, 2016. It's a Sunday night, and we're out in the back mountain in Todd's brand new bar. So, how's it going, Todd?
It's wonderful. The bar is done, and I'm off lockdown. My little girl's birthday party was yesterday, so I've been on lockdown for the entire week. I wasn't allowed to do anything but clean and make sure everything was up to par.
Was it a success?
It was a success. That's no rain. Good. We had our fingers crossed on those storms yesterday, so no rain.
And did it come?
No. It was humid, though. Humid is all hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was good.
It was hot and humid. I know, because I was at the Plymouth Kibasi Festival.
Oh, hey, right down the road. All right. Yeah.
So it was hot and humid yesterday.
Oh, it was scorcher. I went through a lot of refreshments.
Yeah. Round 11 in Plymouth was scorching. You know,
oh, it was blazing sun. I had to go down that way. I had to go down and pick up the cake, and I went through the Kibasa Fest, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And I saw what's going on, and
yeah,
I was like, just looking at the people. Just blazing sun was on them at that time.
Yeah,
and I was like, "It is hot." Mm. I had my AC cranked though, so I really didn't know, but
it was. But it was worth it. I just wanted to hit up those Kibasa vendors.
Yeah, that's a good time
because I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. No, next week I'm going to Wisconsin on vacation.
Nice.
So we're gonna take some. Like, we got some rings to go.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
we froze them up, and we're just going to keep them coolers and bring them up.
Good, good.
You know,
that'd be good eating out in Wisconsin, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No
that'd
doubt.
Be a beautiful time of year, too, I bet.
Yeah, it is.
And a big congrats to you, Todd.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
For our listeners, Todd Harding here has proposed to his wife, our soon-to-be wife, and the date set. And just a big congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. We're all so happy for you. A lot of our buddies and close friends all knew about this now.
We've got a buddy.
Shout out and everybody, my wife, everybody's just real happy and excited for
you.
Well,
you're going to be in the wedding party, so.
That's an honor. And
it's going to, we're not going to go, I mean, we decided on a smaller end wedding party.
Yeah.
It's just going to be on each side. There's going to be 4 men and 4 women.
It's great, man.
So it's, we could have gotten larger, like, you know, some people like to have 7 and 7. Some people even have 10 and 10.
Yeah.
Huge wedding parties.
Sure.
But we decided to go on the smaller end.
Well, I'm honored to be part of that small group, buddy.
Oh, no doubt,
dude. It means a lot to me, man. It's great.
No doubt.
It's going to be a blast.
So my brother Jay Harding will be the best man.
Nice.
And the other two, it's going to be Chuck G.
All right.
And Andrea's brother.
Nice.
So she has just one sibling. She's a younger brother. So her younger brother Andrew is going to be in the wedding.
Good, man. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be awesome.
So, and on the other side, it's going to be her two friends from college. It'll be the maids of honor.
Okay.
Her friend Christy, her friend Claire, and her friend Alexis, and her friend Chelsea are going to be their side.
Okay.
The girl's side, so.
Good, buddy.
Yeah?
Your road to the wedding starts, buddy.
Yeah, it does. And once we get back from vacation, we're going to actually start actual venue searching, you know. That's when it becomes real, I guess.
Fun time. Most of my stuff was all just kind of nodding to Jen. Okay, that works. That's good, you know. But it's fun time. It's great. It goes so quick. It's the quickest day of your life, man.
Yeah,
it's
amazing. We're already in agreement on a lot of things. We're all agreement on a date, on certain venues. We just kind of have to get into them, you know.
Yeah.
So
it'll be fun. You guys are going to take it the right way. You have a good experience with it all. So again, congrats again. Boys.
Thank
it's
you,
be a blast, and I am honored to be part of that.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
So,
but to our listeners, we're sorry there was no July podcast because, like I said, Todd was under strict construction guidelines here to get this bar done. And God bless him. He did. We tried to do a July podcast, but he ran into some construction delays.
Yeah. I'll post you a picture of the bar so everybody can see it and have a drink for me.
Yeah, so we're actually sitting at the bar now, the fruits of his labor. We're actually hanging out and having a beer on his beautiful new bar. And it really does make a difference because, I mean, I've been hanging out here since he built this house. And as I came down, I really noticed how the bar made the back porch look a million times nicer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It just really fills in the back porch nicely.
Yeah,
you know? So.
It's nice. I love it, man. I'm going to sleep out here tonight. But
so, you know, no July podcast, but we're here. It's mid-August, and we're going to keep on going, you know? I mean, like, I was busy, too, in July. I mean, there's weddings I had to go to, and, you know, everyone takes their vacations in the summer, so It just didn't work out in July, but we did try. But and here we are back in August, and we promise, especially now that football season's coming up, we will have, because this really is, I would say, a more football sports-based podcast. Sure. If you were to give us any kind of theme, you know, I would say that would be us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're all interested. Yeah. We're all part of our fantasy.
Yeah, like fantasy sports or like the real football. So please listen to us during the football months, you know, September through February, you know, from the beginning of college. We're mostly college and the NFL. You listen to us from September all the way up to the Super Bowl in February, you know, so.
Yeah.
But that pretty much gets me to my first topic. You ready to roll here?
Let's go.
It's the college football playoff actually made the right decision. Last year, they had the games on New Year's Eve, and the ratings were way down. So what they're going to do is they're not going to have – well, this season they're going to have the semifinal games.
Yeah.
They're going to have them on New Year's Eve this year, but this is the last year they're doing that. They're doing that on the Saturday before now. So for example, like –
from this point on, they're going to
yes,
start doing it? Okay.
Yes, like this year, because the ratings went way down. Because like the first year, the games were – the semifinal games, the final four games were played – on January 1st, New Year's Day, when everyone was in the mood to watch football,
right.
And the ratings were like through the roof. But this year, because of the way they scheduled, they had it on New Year's Eve for the last college football season, and ratings went way down.
Yeah.
Even I didn't watch the Alabama game because I had New Year's plans.
Right. What are people doing New Year's? You're typically not focused on a football game.
You know,
I'm a
giant college football fan, and I did not watch the second game, the Alabama game. I did not watch any of it because I had dinners with my girl, with my fiance. Now
there's just too much going on. New Year's Eve is such a big, big day. That's a horrible choice to do.
Everybody has like plans, and like football is kind of in the way. You know,
yeah.
Everybody has like dinner plans or like, you know, just little. Usually, people have like friends and family.
Yeah, that needs to be a day, like you said, like they're going to do, where you get to sit there and enjoy football all day.
Yeah, so, but college football made a decision that going forward now, some years, like, depending on where the, you know, when the days lie, they're going to have the I think, not this season, but next season, the 2017 season, they're going to have the semifinal games on the New Year's Day, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, the year one they did it, I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah, New Year's Day is a college football day.
Yeah, everyone wants to watch on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to watch, and the ratings are huge. And they're going to go back to that, but in the years that they have to do it on New Year's Eve, they're not going to do that. They're going to do that whatever that Saturday is, so it'll probably be like the 29th or the 30th.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to work because, you know, you're not conflicting with people's New Year's plans.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's they try to start like a new tradition, like New Year's Eve football. It just didn't work.
It failed, man. There's not people paying attention to it. Like you said, you couldn't watch. I don't remember watching it, really. I don't remember.
No.
New Year's Eve, you're doing way too many things. You're with family, you're with friends, you're at the venue, you're taking a big spot somewhere. Maybe you go to NYC or something like that.
I mean, I was having dinner with my fiance, and I'm just checking the score through my phone real quick. That's it. That's all I did. Like, I checked the score maybe like once or twice. Now, Alabama, I think, ended up killing where they play.
Well,
I forget.
That's good to hear the switch not up. And anything else on the playoff, actually, the amount of teams in that, I know that's been talked about, like they're trying to get a couple, like maybe two more teams in there, because they're down a couple of the conferences and never have a chance to even squeeze into that playoff system there.
Yeah, I mean, there is talk about eventually expanding it, but not anytime soon.
Okay,
like they're locked into contracts for like really like TV contracts for like a decade,
right.
So if they were to expand to six or eight teams, they couldn't do it till like 2024 or 2026,
right,
you know, because they make these TV deals, you know, years and years in advance, you know?
Right.
And it's, you know, I'm kind of, for now, I'm happy with the four because, you know, there's really only five super conferences, and the four best teams for them, like, it makes those super conferences, like, the Big Ten now, starting this year, is playing nine conference games. They always played eight conference games.
Okay.
Now, the SEC is staying with the eight conference games. They could have went to nine, but they said no because they don't want to beat each other up. But the Big Ten said, you know what, screw it. We have 14 teams now. We're going to start playing each other more.
Okay.
Because we don't want to be criticized by that playoff committee of playing too weak of a schedule. Because if they're playing nine conference games and the Big Ten has a rule now that you can't schedule any of those Division One, Double A, like, you know what I mean? Division One, Double A teams.
Yeah, right.
Like those SEC do that. They put a little cupcake. They throw it in like their November game. They'll play like, you know, Jacksonville State.
Right.
Or they'll play you know Georgian Southern. Like they throw these like scrub teams that they just beat 60-0. You know,
right.
But they don't do it in the beginning of the season. They do it like they throw them in the schedule. Like you know, it's kind of like it's almost like a bye week for them. You know.
Right.
So, but the reason why the Big Ten did that is because there's that committee that is, you know, there's five conferences. You're going to have five champions. One of them is going to be left out.
Right.
So they want to have their champion have had the best resume from start to end, you know, saying that we played 9 conference games. You're not allowed to schedule those cupcake Division I AA teams, and they have a conference championship. So there's a clear game and there's a clear winner. Whereas the Big 12, they're the only super conference. They only have 10 teams, but they don't have that extra game. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the Big Ten championship, the ACC championship.
The championship game.
They don't have a championship game. And that's why the first year they were left out, because they didn't they had Baylor and they had TCU. They both ended up like 10-1 or whatever. They beat each other, but they had no conference game. Like if they had a conference game where they played again,
right?
And that, I mean, that probably would have given them a better resume to go over Ohio State probably that year.
You get some more teams in that conference then.
You know, so, and that's what they're talking about. I mean, I think the Big 12, so, you know, grab 2 more teams. It's not a, you can find 2 teams.
Sure.
Grab 2 more teams and then have a conference championship.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Become the Big 12 because they're really the Big 10 because there's only 10 teams.
Right.
And the Big 4, you know, like the Big 10 is the Big 14.
I know.
You know, so, I mean, they can find 2 solid teams that would be like solving at the mouth to jump into a super conference.
Sure, sure, yeah.
You know? So, I mean,
that college, when's that kicking off? That's not too far away. No. I think it's a Friday night start with a Hawaii game or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know Penn State season starts Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day weekend. So yeah,
is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, what time's that? That's fantasy draft day. I'll have it on the TV for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I only play Kent State. I mean,
yeah, it's nice to see the team open up, though. You know.
But Kent State's in the MAC. I mean, they're a Division I-A team. You know, they're in the MAC conference, but, you know, they're not. I mean, you know, Penn State in the past has scheduled Division I-AA teams like Coastal Carolina.
I've seen all these people play them. You know,
Like they should never ever schedule.
I think with this new playoff system, you're right. Like, you want to make your schedule look as difficult as possible on your path to get there,
and it forces the 5 conferences to, like, in their non-scheduling, they do that, like, you know, years ahead as well to schedule good non-conference games in September. Like, I know Penn State has thrown Auburn on the schedule.
And, when's that?
In 2021.
Okay, who do they got this year? They got somebody new this year. Are they back with a pit rivalry again?
Yeah, they have. This year they're back with the in-state rivalries, which I'm really excited about.
I like that.
Week 2, they play Pittsburgh on the road at Steelers Stadium.
Remember that game? We went to that years ago in college. That was when it was the dugout for Pitt.
That's when Pitt had their old Pitt Stadium.
Yeah. And I never knew it was that nasty. It was pretty nasty. I remember bottles flying by our heads.
Oh, yeah. And that was like the last years of it, you know?
Yeah. I remember that.
The old Pitt Stadium. That was a rough place.
Yeah, it was.
That was a rough place.
So that's good. They got Pitt. And who else you're saying?
Well, they have Pittsburgh and Temple, like in-state rivals, on the schedule. I mean, Temple beat them last year, but Temple ended up having a pretty good year.
Yeah, Temple wasn't bad last year.
They had a pretty good football team. They ended up having a great year. You know, they took, like, you know, Notre Dame to the edge. They must beat Notre Dame. But, I mean, it was still embarrassing to lose to Temple, though. I mean, you can't. So I'm just hoping that Penn State can win those in-state games, because if they lose to either Pittsburgh or Temple, oh, boy. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Well.
So we'll find out we'll find out right away if Penn State has any chance to be a good team.
Right.
Instead of a middle-of-the-road team. But I guess, you know. But I'm trying to stay positive, but you just got to stay realistic as well, you know?
Right. That's good to hear you say that, because I deal with a couple guys that just think, man, every year that's it. Like, whoever the team is. I'm not a Notre Dame fan. Every year, why is Notre Dame, like, top? Every year, they're, like, top 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they never pan out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's...
Well, today in college football, it's all about recruiting, you know? I mean, who can get those elite class, those top 25 classes, you know? Who can get those... I mean, it's such a big business now. I mean, like 20 years ago, recruiting wasn't really a big. I mean, there was the nerds that followed it,
right?
But now it's more in the mainstream. Like before, it was more like a nerdy thing to do.
Yeah.
To sit there because like you had that's when the internet just came on and like you know, I mean, people would follow it. But today, recruiting is followed. It's become such a big business. You know that. There's so many eyeballs, and with social media now, like these recruits can tweet, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
And they can recruit each other, you know what I mean? Because, like somebody commits to, you know, the University of Miami, and these guys all know each other, these elite athletes. They get to know each other. You know, they follow each other's Twitter, and they tweet at each other. So, like, they actually, like, you know, it wasn't like that years ago, you
right,
know?
Right.
It's just that it's changed, and it basically all comes down, can you get those elite recruiting classes? And then you have to coach them up.
Sure.
That's half the battle is getting those elite players, and then the second half is coaching them to success.
Right.
But if you don't have those players, even if you have a great coaching staff, you're screwed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're just going to get, you know, if a guy's faster than you, or if he can't, you know, or if a guy can, you can't get off a block, you can't get off a block. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, I've seen the recruiting battle, like, I'm a Hurricane fan. You see it just get torn up now with Florida and Florida State. Now Florida State's pulling everybody, you know? They get all Miami guys. Now everybody wants to go to Florida State. I mean, they're the team that's competing for the championship.
I know.
So it's like they lose these dudes. I'm like, oh.
It's hard. I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, because you're recruiting with all those other Florida teams, you know? Yeah. Not to mention you have the other, I'm sure you have the other SEC teams trying to come in.
Oh, yeah. So you have
and take them out. Florida I'm sure boys. You have Georgia trying to take them out and LSU, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll see where we go. I like the new coach, so that's my big positive thing. They got a new coach there.
Yeah.
And he did pretty well at Georgia, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see what happens there. Yeah.
He was there. I mean, I think he might be the right guy for there, you know? And
I hope so.
I hope Miami football does come back. You know, I don't want it to be getting embarrassed like 60-0 like it did last year.
Yeah,
you know?
That's not good. Not good. Not fun to watch.
You know, I like to see, you know, they'll make like the U part three. You know, they always like Miami football goes down to the ashes, but it rises up like a phoenix, you know. It's happened twice before.
They need a stadium, man. It's not happening until they get a stadium, I think.
Yeah,
like,
well.
It's just so difficult to build your fan base when they got to go like 20 miles through traffic and to get to a stadium.
Well, I think that's the big problem.
But that's horrible. Though. Like if you don't
they built that monstrosity, Tampa Bay Devil Rays Stadium.
Just take it over, man.
It's a monstrosity.
So, like, see what happens there.
That's like the ugliest baseball field I've ever seen. You know, and it cost like $1 billion. You know, and they built it on the Orange Bowl site. You know,
not good, man.
So they're stuck at the Dolphin Stadium. I mean,
I know,
but.
We'll see where we go. Catch any preseason yet? I've been peeking at a couple preseason
games. Yeah. Did you watch the big return of football to L.A. last night?
I did. We were watching them. My neighbor's a big Rams fan. We all sat down, and I just clicked it on. I just missed the actual kick, but I turned it on soon enough that I saw the opening kickoff go back for a touchdown. I was like, oh, Cowboys touchdown.
The Cowboys took it back?
Opening kickoff, right back, yeah. So I was like, oh, boy. And he's a big Rams fan. So I was like, shh. But the Rams actually.
Well, they came back and won, actually.
They came back and won that, yeah.
The Cowboys kind of blew it.
So that was good.
I mean, it's preseason, but I mean, like I said, football's back in L.A. And the naysayers are like, "Oh, it's not going to work in L.A. or there's too much distractions, there's too many things to do, people are on the beach." The Coliseum was jammed.
Oh yeah,
there was not a seat empty in that call, and that's like 90,000 people.
I think people like big time that L.A.'s. That's where they basically. I know they have the years of the greatest show on turf when they're the St. Louis Rams.
Mm-hmm.
But L.A. is where they have their history. I mean, they got so much history over there and all the things they did back there. I mean,
yeah, like in the 80s when Eric Dickerson was there.
They got a lot. They got a lot of stuff going on then. I think it's going to be a really good thing.
I think it's great. You know, it's and the NFL. I think is no one's more thrilled than like the commissioner of the NFL. They're just like because they had the gigantic market and they're finally back there. And like I said, like, that call. I mean, most NFL stadiums you're looking, they only have like 65,000 people.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And they jammed them up, but that was a preseason game. They jammed up 90 grand. I mean, I hope it holds. You know, we'll see if it holds. You know, it depends on how the Rams do, but I just don't see them turning into the Jacksonville Jaguars where they're putting out tarps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, blocking it
because they can't fill the stadium.
I watched Miami do that. Yeah, I watched Miami do that.
It's never good when you have to bring out the tarps.
No.
You know what I mean?
Giant tarp.
You. Know, it just like. Should be 5,000 fans, but it's just like a gigantic tarp.
Yeah,
you know
that's not good. But yeah, I caught that game last night. I think there was a late game on the other night. Arizona, it's probably a game on tonight.
Is it? Yeah, you know, I mean, I caught that game last night. So
I'm just watching for injuries right now for fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm trying to track.
And I know like Hard Knocks is following the Rams this preseason.
I missed it. I already had what, episode one, or am I two episodes deep now?
Just one episode.
Okay, so I gotta catch it.
I'm sure the next one's gonna be big. It's gonna be like football coming back to LA.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to see it. I heard.
The first episode wasn't that great. I mean, like they're showing him.
I heard he cut Foles though, right? Did he cut Foles on the phone? He's like, "Hey, yeah. How you doing? How's your kids? See you later."
Oh yeah. Yeah, he called his cell phone. He's like, "Hey, how are you? How are your kids? We're cutting you. We got to release you."
That's great. Did you know, I didn't know, I was listening to some of the podcasts and the ESPN, like sports stuff, that August 8th is Fisher Day. Like the Rams coach, they call it Fisher Day because he's always 8-8. So they it's like a national day. 8-8 day is Fisher Day. That's a big joke. And I guess in episode one, he said, "We're not going 7-9 ever again or 8-8 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he was talking about that. Yeah.
But every year, he's like mediocre.
I know. Well, even like BOC thinks he's on his way out, but. He has a chance to, you know, he has some good teams in the past, you know what I mean? He coached those Tennessee Titans teams.
I was thinking of the Titans.
But, I mean, has the game passed them by? I don't know, I mean, but
If he's going to take it, though, like, now's the time to take it. You just move to a new area.
Yeah.
You got, like, a whole new thing going on there. You got a top running back. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gurley's wonderful running back to have back there.
Yeah, he'll be a top fantasy guy.
I just don't know who the quarterback is. I forget. Like, it's not... Then they
They got that Jared Goff, that number one pick.
Yeah, he got rocked the first play he threw it. I watched last night. Yeah. I think he threw a pick.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to do anything this year. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Anything else fantasy? Now, how many fantasies you get in this year?
I'm just in two leagues. I mean, I don't go that ball. I mean, some guys, I know guys are in 12 leagues.
Oh, yeah. I met a guy last year. It seemed like his job was, he was like in 30 leagues. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, but he's like throwing some auto thing and like doing their own thing. I don't know.
I don't know how you manage that. I mean, that's insane.
All your time. I mean,
those are the season long, not the daily, right?
No, this is season long stuff. Yeah, he was in 30 leagues. I go, what? I guess he actually is like, he's like, I'm manually in like 10 of them, but the other ones are like auto things that he does prior to it. I'm like, I don't know. So, yeah, you're beyond me, man. And now, do you do your FanDuels and stuff like that? DraftKings?
I haven't been doing it. I mean, I might try again just to see how I do. But I just feel like there's so many... I feel like there's guys with these computer programs that have algorithms.
Yeah.
And they're picking players based on that.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sure. I mean, it's like the stock market. It's the stock
market. Yeah, they're like insider traders. Like... I just feel like it's, you know, I mean, anyone could set a team. I mean, like, I know, like Brad BOC just does, like, $1 tournaments just for fun and stuff.
But, yeah.
You know, like, I always feel that the people winning the big money must have algorithms or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
we talked about this before, right? They could have multiple IP addresses on computers. So they have 10 different computers playing for the
Exactly. Yeah, and I just don't trust it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I might screw around with it a little bit.
Yeah.
But... You know, I just don't know who to pick. I mean, like, because
it's crazy.
You get to pick from the entire NFL. You know what I mean?
It's your salary cap that stops you.
Right. So that's the hard part. You know, and like that's why they had those algorithms. Like they know like who has the better chance against certain defenses.
Right.
That week, you know what I mean? Like
it's crazy when some of these guys
they showed those like I seen episodes like specials on those guys. You know what I mean? Those guys that do that, like do like daily fantasy for a living, and they have all these powerful computers.
Data mine every
oh day. Yeah, you
it's
know what I mean.
70 degrees, the turf's gonna be slick. This is how this guy performs in this kind of weather versus.
And sometimes, like I think, like the amateurs, like with their $20 buy-ins, are just like feeding their high prizes. You know what I mean? Because these guys don't have a chance. You know what I mean? They're just gonna score some points, but these guys are gonna score a lot more points. They're just going to take all their money. You know what I mean? Like
I'm sure it's like that. I'm sure there's guys just going, bring it on, buddy.
Yeah, because
once in a while you get like your guy that wins. Yeah. Just like
I like to know who's winning the money. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's the same. I have a funny feeling it's the same guys winning the same money. You know what I mean? It's like there's always like
top tier guys.
Yeah,
just got the system.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, can you win it? Yeah, I mean, but it's like in a lottery ticket. I mean, you can hit the cash five. You know what I mean?
Right.
Win $100,000.
Yeah,
but. The chances of it are very, very slim.
Yeah, you're more likely to go ahead and just bet on the game outright with the line. I'll pick this team versus this team.
Now, season long fantasy, I don't think is like a lottery ticket. I think there's still strategy involved. You still have to draft well. You still have to manage your team. You got to manage the up and downs.
Do you have any inside secrets thing? Are you going? You got something in your head? Are you going for this year first?
I haven't really.
Do you have like a position you hit first? Do you hit a quarterback, receiver?
I'm gonna start. Like I said, like my. Your fantasy league.
Yeah.
That's
it's a deep one.
that's a lot of teams. So the drafts aren't till the first weekend of September, so I'm really gonna probably over the next like 2 weeks I haven't really deluged into the guys yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing fantasy baseball anymore, so that I don't have that attraction.
I don't know how you could do that. I know. I don't know how you have time for that. I can't figure it out.
Well, that's why I quit because now fantasy baseball, this is like the big time, August, September, like, that's when, like, you can win.
Right.
And you're playing for months, you know what I mean? Every day, you're just like, all right. So I kind of lost track of fantasy, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be so worried about fantasy baseball that, you know, like, I've got like, shitty drafts for NFL, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I haven't really won in a few years, so, you know, I'm actually going to do more research. But I think with season-long fantasy, it is not, you know... I mean, a lot of it is lucky. You don't know who's going to have the great year.
Sure.
But
who's going to get injured?
I think it's all how you handle adversity in fantasy season long. You know, when you guys get hurt, because they're going to get hurt. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
How do you respond? How do you pick up guys off the waiver wire, you know? Or do you check your team on the bye weeks? You know, I mean, some guys get lazy and they screw up. You know?
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, guys in the league will, like, even if they get down two losses and a guy gets hurt, they kind of just let the team
slip
out then. I mean, hey, that's how you want to play, fine.
Yeah, or like you said, like, if you're one of the bottom feeder teams, you just stop caring at the end, you know, and that's understandable, you know. But, you know, I always take, you know, I always try to win even if I am a bottom feeder, I still try to win every week, you know,
because. Yeah.
Because you always want to have, you can always have, even if you're a bottom feeder, you can have that upset, you know?
I was the worst bottom feeder. I won, we got a brick of fecal matter.
The army suck?
I have a fecal matter trophy. I initiated last year, so last place gets this thing, and of course I got it. And what was horrible about my fantasy year, do you know who I had in my quarterbacks last year?
Who?
I had Cam Newton and Tom Brady.
Really?
How bad is that I got last place?
That was your quarterbacks?
I got Tom Brady last year, like the fourth round or fifth round, because of the whole thing going on that he wasn't going to play. But, I took Jordy Nelson. I think I took him first, actually.
Oh, really? How was your team so bad then if you had like a great quarterback?
Jordy Nelson got injured, so I see my receivers down. Then I had Calvin Johnson. He did nothing. He was injured basically all year, too, and he was one of those, is he going to play this week? Is he going to play this week?
Yeah.
And the receiver area really killed me.
Yeah, I hate that game-time decision. That is the worst.
It's awful.
You know, because they do that all the time.
I think I learned my lesson this last year from that stuff, because I could never depend on that again. That crushed me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was not a
because you have a guy like that you can't bench, but he ends up not playing or playing, but just in like a decoy role.
Right, that he was a decoy. He was total decoy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like he's in a decoy role, and you're not gonna win any fantasy points.
Yeah,
but I still like the season long fantasy. You know what I mean? Like I don't think daily fantasy is gonna kill that. You know?
No, I think it's its own thing. They're their own beast. And, it is. I really like that long fantasy. I love it.
I'm not against. You know, like it's just that. I kind of like the old, I like the season long, you know, like I like having that season long commitment with, you know what I mean? I mean, it sucks when you're a bottom feeder because, you know, like your team, the army is suck, right?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I did, so now just so you know how it goes, like, you know, season standings, I wasn't last place, but then we go into those playoff rounds. So even the bottom feeders go into the playoffs. So I had a chance to not get that trophy through the playoffs, but that's where I lost it all. I lost it all in the playoffs. I became last. Then I was last overall after the playoffs. That's how I got dead last. That's how I won the trophy. So even when you're a bottom feeder, you still want to fight so you don't get this trophy that I have.
Yeah, well, that's good you had that, you know?
And then we always have our week 17 for everybody. I like that. If you're still up for that this year, that week 17, we all have $5 towards it, so... At the end of it, no matter what, everybody has a shot. Total points take week 17.
Yeah.
Basically
I know, like, unfortunately, the only thing with that, though, is that a lot of the playoff teams kind of bench the guys that clinch.
Yes.
A lot of times they kind of rest their guys.
Oh, yeah, like your main playoff teams, like you guys said. So yeah. it's kind of a free-for-all for everybody.
It is a free-for-all, though, yeah. But that's the only negative I could see is that way they don't have a lot of week 17 fantasy.
Yeah.
It's because so many teams have clinched those first-round buys.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know. They're on cruise control, you know?
Right. So you're fighting for some
easy
waiver wire guys.
Hey, I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all, you know?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, though. I mean, as much as I don't want summer to end, it's the way to ease out of summer into fall is football.
No, it definitely does. It transitions you perfectly, you know?
So,
you know, the humid weather goes away, and then the fall weather comes.
Fall weather. Fire crackling and
some
cold refreshments. Football.
It is.
It's good food, chilies, kielbasa, sausage, hot dogs, good stuff.
It is.
So out of football, anything else going on?
Well, going back to baseball, a few years ago they had the Derek Jeter goodbye, like it was like pretty much a season long goodbye.
Yes.
Where he said goodbye to every away team and said goodbye. I mean, I respect Jeter. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer and. And he is what a Yankee should be.
Definitely agree.
But that farewell was so long, dude. Yeah. It was so long. It was like he was saying goodbye in every city, and it was just like it was just the longest goodbye in the history of sports. You know? And
I know what you're
A-Rod.
Talking.
A-Rod.
On the other hand. A-Rod's goodbye.
A-Rod just played his final baseball game in New York in the middle of August, and they basically just kicked him off the team.
You're benched. What's going on?
You know, good riddance to you, you know?
A-Rod was, totally opposite of what Jeter was.
Oh, it was the complete opposite of the Jeter treatment, you know? Because the Yankees are kicking all their old men off their roster, and, you know, A-Rod's like, you know, he's 41 years old.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is they still owe him. Not just for this season, because, like, he was doing not, like, Like, he was suspended for a year because he failed the drug test. He came back last season, actually played decent, like, as DH, like, actually played decent. Like, batted, like, 250, had, like, a lot of homers.
Right.
But this year, he was slumping. Like, he was bad. Like, they didn't even...
Was he down in AAA for a while?
He might have been.
I thought he went down there for a couple of games.
He might have been, but, I mean, they basically benched him.
Yeah.
And then they threw him off the team because, like, because they're pretty much, like, reloading their... But they still have to pay him another year's salary. Like, they have to pay him the rest of this year, and they have to pay him another, like, $20 million next year.
I think the money that he's been given and earned is what's hurt his image so bad, that he's got so much. Because there's a lot of other guys in his situation that have tested positive for steroids.
Oh, sure.
Or are constantly getting tested, constantly being questioned. But nobody like A-Rod, where he's just been ripped apart. But his contracts have been so massive.
I know.
I think that's the thing that really signals him out, too, on it. But, yeah, New York showed him the way.
But, hey, the Yankees hung themselves. They're the ones that paid him $250 million in 2007, you know, for a 10-year deal. And they give him all these guys these 10-year deals. These guys that are going to be, maybe when they first sign it, it might be worth it.
Right.
But these 10-year deals, I mean, like...
10 years is a long time, man. A lot of stuff happens in 10 years.
These are baseball contracts. They're guaranteed. It's not like the NFL. You can wipe your ass with these contracts. They really mean nothing.
Right.
Like, the NFL can release you, like, over the telephone, like Jeff Fisher did.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, you know, to Nick Foles, he's just like, you're off the team, bud.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, there's...
Yeah, basically, you're guaranteed, you get your signing bonus, and that's basically
that's it. Whatever your sign, and whatever's the guaranteed money in the contract is the real number that matters. The rest of it doesn't mean shit.
Right.
Because if you turn sour, or if you get hurt, or you don't produce anymore, the NFL can just throw you off the team.
Yeah.
They can release you. Now, baseball's not like that. These are actual contracts.
Guaranteed for the life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, like, this is like, he was like the first of a lot of these that, you know, like the Phillies hung themselves with Ryan Howard.
Yeah.
Now they're stuck with him. I know, like, the Angels have Albert Pujols now for, like, another, like, 5 or 6 years.
That's right.
At, like, 20-some million dollars. It's just like, I think these people should get, like, maybe 3 to 4 year contracts. I don't know why they're getting 10-year contracts. That's just asinine.
Yeah,
so much can happen in 10 years.
Decision. I'm right. Guys get injured, guys.
A lot of these guys are like in their late 20s or early 30s signing these contracts. So at the end of these contracts, they're going to be like washed up players. They're going to be 40 years old.
Right.
You know, and once you hit that age, you get washed up fast. I mean, even happened to Peyton Manning.
He went real quick, man. In those last 2-3 years, he took a dive bomb.
Yeah.
Everybody's like hanging on. And
you know, like you could tell his skills just diminished really fast.
Yeah.
You know, and... But he turned 40 years old. That just happens, you know. Eventually,
I'm feeling, now I'm not 40, and I'm feeling old, man. I can't even get up. My knees are hurting. It's like these guys are going through war every day.
So. I know. It seems like the only player that's not slowing down is Tom Brady. I mean, he's 38, and he seems getting better.
Yeah, Tom Brady's he'll have to be blood doping or something like that. We'll find out sooner or later.
But. He's the guy that I think can still play another 4 years and still be good. Like, I just don't see him.
He looks like he's on top of his game big time.
Yeah. I think he's to come back from the suspension and they're going to be fine. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
He's a player in the fantasy draft to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So when could you grab? When do you grab? You know, you're out totally. 5 games, but he performs.
Well, so. you can get him late probably.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a steal.
Yeah.
It's just that, I mean, he's always the top. Like he's a fantasy dream if you have him on your fantasy team.
Yeah, like
last year he's a fantasy dream.
I had both of them, Cam and Tom.
The only year I picked him early one fantasy year, and that's when he tore his knee in the preseason. So I got screwed. I was pissed at him a little bit. You know,
it's funny how you get pissed at the guy.
You do get.
I know. You're like you. I couldn't stand Calvin Johnson, man. I'm like, are you kidding me, man?
Oh, when these guys blow out their knees in the preseason or like in the first week. You're top draft. It's the most frustrating thing in the world, man.
It sucks. That's what last year. I had Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, he's going to be a stud. You know, and he got
that's
a
like
receiver.
That's a top tier receiver who blows out his knee in a meaningless
position. If he was there, I had Jordy going for me, and then those quarterbacks, Cam and Tom. But
fine,
that's what happens. You never know. outside of sports, I have to tell you, I just picked this up today. Did you hear one of our old podcasts? Remember Making a Murderer?
Oh, did
you hear the news on that?
I did. They're going to release that Brandon Dessy
kid. Yeah, they got 90 days to like take it back to court. If they don't take it back, they're going to release him. How about that?
Yeah, that should be interesting. I don't think it's over yet, but the federal court overturned the state decision, but I just don't know how the state courts are going to handle it now.
Get ready. Round 2 of the addiction, because they're filming new episodes now.
Yeah, so it's...
Get ready.
And I think that's good, because my whole thing with Making a Murderer was I think that Brandon Dessy kid is the kid who got screwed.
Yeah.
You know, because... he was pretty much like of low mental capacity, and they forced him into that confession. And that's what the federal court said.
Right.
He was pretty much forced into that confession.
Yeah, that video is like there.
And it's on video. It's right there. They kind of tricked him into confession. And I don't think that was right, you know? So
it's crazy to see this come from Netflix, though. Like,
crazy? It really, because, I mean, that case pretty much was dead because that kid, like, already appealed to, like...
41 years he had.
Yeah, I mean, it already appealed to the state courts in Wisconsin, but they all denied his appeal. So they went... So that's what they did at the end of Making a Murder. They said they're going to go to federal courts, and now the federal courts are siding... They basically overturned the state decision, but it's not over yet, but... Right. It'd be interesting to see, you know, there's definitely going to be another season of that.
Yeah, they're filming them right now. They're doing all this stuff right now to see how this works out.
But. You know, and if, I'm sure, like, the Halbach family isn't too thrilled, but I think Stephen Avery is the one who freaking killed that girl. You know what I mean? Like, somebody killed her.
Right.
You know, like, there's conspiracies that she's alive. That's all bullshit. You know, so, but.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody I talked to that watched that show, that Dassey kid was
But the reason why he's released is because of that Making a Murder Netflix show. If that never got released and was so popular as it was, this kid would never, ever have a chance of getting out, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be interesting to watch, you know? And I hope, like I said, because those people who did that did a great job. So, I mean, I would definitely watch, you know, if they have another Making the Murder season 2.
I'll be all over it, yep. I'll be on that.
It was definitely a very good true crime.
I heard they confirmed our Game of Thrones to end in season 8. That's been confirmed, and it's going to be a short season next year.
Yes, and unfortunately, it's going to be the way it's going to be excruciatingly long.
Yep, there's some
because
was it weather or something happened there?
Because evidently now it's winter has finally come, and they want to film it in the real winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Europe.
That's what I heard. Something with the weather. I knew.
So, oh my god, because. You know, traditionally it's like April. This year it was May. It was just like, oh, this is like... Now it's July of next year.
Yeah.
You have to wait. And it's only going to be
seven episodes.
It's not the traditional 10.
Right.
But they're going to have... Instead of... They're going to have 2 more seasons, though.
Which is going to 9?
No, 7 and 8.
Oh, yeah, right. 2 more series. They're going to have season 7 next year and then season 8 after that.
Yeah, because they're already on the last book, the Dance of Dragon books. He's still writing that Winds of Winter book.
Yeah.
That he never... That he's never finished it, you know? And all his rabid fans are like... You know, waiting to... He's still alive. He's living there. In New Mexico with his little typewriter, you know?
He's typing
about Jon Snow, you know, the next... You know.
Like caffeine freeze. Right.
Yeah. You know what's funny about George R. R. Martin? He's like a... Well, he's from Jersey originally.
Okay.
So he's a diehard Jets fan. And he has a Jets blog.
This guy has a Jets blog?
Yeah.
Has he actually...
Yeah,
he must be into it, I guess.
Oh, it was the funniest thing. Like, TMZ Sports found it, that George R. R. Martin has a Jets blog, and it's so funny. Because he's, like, a diehard Jets fan. You know, like, he lives in New Mexico now, but he's a diehard Jets fan.
So, like, on the side, he's writing Game of Thrones final seasons, and he's like, and Matt Forte got hurt.
Oh, he's all about the Jets, dude.
Oh, God.
If any transaction, he's, like, one of those, like, Jet fans that have been suffering for years, you know?
Wow. Drop it. You don't have time for it. Get on with the Game of Thrones, buddy.
Jets
aren't going anywhere this year, so don't worry about it.
I know. But you got to Google. The fireman left. Remember the big Jet fireman guy? The New York City fireman guy?
Oh, yeah, the
J-E-T-S.
He's gone?
He quit.
Why?
Just one game, he's I'm out of here. So when your diehard fans are quitting your team, you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know? You're diehard fans. But... Google that, though. Google George R. R. Martin's Jets blog. It'll pump up. It's so funny, dude. It's so funny.
Just one more thing on Netflix I wanted to mention soon and whatever, but have you checked Stranger Things? Take a look at that?
I have. I have not.
You haven't looked at it? Oh, I love it.
What is that about?
It's so 80s. It's a Goonies, like, what else was 80s? I try to fix the UFO things. The Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Little Stephen King stuff. It's you'd love it. If you liked anything in the 80s, as soon as it comes on, you're like, I feel like I'm watching an 80s movie, but like now it's all high def everything. You would like it. I mean, if you're into that, it's a good watch. And I think there's 8 episodes this season. Winona Ryder's the crazy mother in it.
Really?
But it's like 5 kids. It's like a Goonies theme, kind of like that, but a little bit deeper, a little bit darker.
It takes place in the 80s?
80s. It's total 80s. They're actually streaming the soundtrack now on Apple iTunes Music. It's great. When it first comes on,
oh, yeah.
I was in love with it just from the title coming out. I was like, oh my God. Jen too. Jen was like, oh, this is so 80. I feel like it was my childhood again. But a little deeper, a little darker, a little eight episodes, and they're starting to do two now, too. They're going to do Stranger Things 2.
Another season?
Yeah, they did it well. I binged right through them, man. Loaded right through them. Stranger Things. I think Brad was watching it. A couple of my other friends watched it. They love it. They can call it the critically acclaimed series on Netflix.
Yeah, well, Stranger Things. That's something to watch. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
It's something to watch. So
check that out.
You know, because we're kind of looking for a new show.
Definitely.
You know, because at the end of summer, you're kind of out of shows.
Yeah, we picked up that on a new one on HBO this year, The Night Of. Have you seen that?
I have not. Is that...
That's pretty good, too.
Is it good?
Yeah, I'm wondering where it's going. Mm. Crazy. Yeah, the Night Of. You'd like that one, too. Mm. That's going to check out.
I know I've been watching that Any Given Wednesday with Bill Simmons, that new show on HBO. I think that's pretty good. Like, they had Seth Rogen and Ricky Williams talking about weed.
Oh, God.
They had this whole, like weed segment. They fired all these weed questions to him. It was pretty funny.
He's got that new movie out, too, The Sausage Party.
He does, yeah. Well, he was on there promoting that. Yeah, okay. It's like that rated R cartoon.
Yeah.
So
looks pretty.
So he had Seth Rogen and Ricky Williams, and it was pretty much they talked about weed the whole time.
Oh, that Ricky Williams, man, he dropped everything for that.
He went
on like some kind of tour to go see the whole world. He's living out of like clay huts for a while. I think. Go Ricky.
I know he's went nuts, but you also seen the news. R2-D2 died.
I saw that, man. I saw it today. No,
I didn't know there was an actor in the R2-D2.
They don't know how big is he. Was he a small person?
He was a dwarf. Really? Yeah, he was a dwarf.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was a real actor thrown into that can.
No. I do C-3PO. Like, he was the guy.
I always know like Anthony Daniels was a C-3, but I always thought R2-D2...
I just thought it was like a remote control.
No,
like,
they had an actual human being in there working R2-D2. A human being in there, but he was a dwarf.
No, I saw that happen. I'm like, well, what was this guy doing? Like,
yeah,
you know.
And notice the crazy part is that the guy, like the dwarf who played R2-D2 and Anthony Daniels, the guy who played C-3PO, they don't like each other in real life.
Oh, Jesus.
Like the British tabloids have all this nasty things that they said about each other. Like, R2-D2 called them, like... R2-D2 said, like, he was a snobbish asshole.
What, C-3PO was?
Yeah. In real life, he called Anthony, he's a snobbish asshole, and then C-3PO said that he should have basically lived, you know, we could have hired a can for your role, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, oh, that sounds like the actual characters, too.
Yeah. You gotta Google, because they hate each other in real life.
That's gotta go up on there.
You have to Google, because, like, the British tabloids have it all, because they're both British citizens. Like, they hate each other in real life.
That's hilarious, though.
Yeah, but I'm sitting there, like... I always, like, knew Anthony, but, like, I always knew that there was an R2-D2 actor, but, like, he actually did all those prequel movies.
I thought it was, like, archaic, like, robotics, or somebody, like, just...
Yeah! No, it was actually a human being in there!
Wow. That'd
be hot. but, like, everyone was, like, you know, it's sad. I mean, the guy lived to be in his 80s, so the guy...
Was he in this last one? Were they still canon him, or was that CG there?
Well, R2-D2 was depressed the whole...
I know, that's what I'm saying. The guy was just laying in there.
But was he in that can? That's a good question. I don't know. They said he was in those prequel movies. The ones from the early 2000s?
Right. Yeah, those ones.
But the one that came out last year, R2-D2 was depressed the whole time. You know, it was...
Maybe they just found out he passed away when they actually hit the button. He was dead there the whole time. That's why R2 wasn't moving.
They found him in the can, dead. But I didn't know he was actually in there, like, working the actual R2-D2. I was like, what the hell, dude?
They were probably getting laughs out of it. Like, watch this. We're going to take a guy in a can that we can just do with a couple robotics right now. Like, seriously, they didn't do anything. He went down the hall.
I know. In case you get typecast, you know.
Oh, God.
I'm R2-D2.
It's sad, but wow. I did not think there was a guy inside R2-D2.
I know. I mean, the guy lived to his 80s, so, I mean, he lived a full life, but... I was just laughing that they said, like, yeah, I haven't seen, did not see eye to eye.
Wow. I have to check that out.
Yeah, Google that. It's really funny. I was laughing.
That's good stuff.
Really laughing, so.
Well, we're nearing 45. We're at 43.
All right, are we at that threshold?
We're at the threshold. Anything else before we head off? And let's see, next month we'll definitely have some more, we'll definitely be into the initial ice tip of the iceberg of football. So
yeah, we'll really be into the NFL and college football. I mean, college football the first month isn't that great because it's kind of the big games don't start till October, but NFL starts right away. So
right.
We'll talk about both, you know, and
yeah, we'll get our pick'ems out there too. Put them up on the board, see what happens.
So if there's, like I said, if there's anyone who's interested in being a guest, you know, hit us up on our Facebook page or our Twitter feed. You know. Like I said, BOC, we'd like to have you back on, obviously. And anyone else, if you want to get on, just throw a tweet at I'm at Black Diamond PA, or on our Facebook page, just throw it out if you want to volunteer your services, and then we'll hit you up. You know, I mean, sometimes it's short notice, you know, but if you want to be on the podcast, we'd love to have you on. And we want to thank you guys for listening, and we're glad to be back. And is there anything else that we want
to
add?
No, peace out. Get ready to watch Usain Bolt here win the Olympics. So.
Yeah, we're going to watch some of the Olympics here, the 100 meters. So, like I said, this is episode 6. It's August 14, 2016. Have a good one.
Later.
Hey, Nick. What's up, man? Are you? How's the summer? Did you guys stay here in Southern California, or did you do some travel? Oh, good. Yeah, good. Okay. Well, I'm touching base, man. We're going to go ahead and release you today.